When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We are doing great. I before I get into the Browns and we get into the fan crews and all this stuff, hey, so you went to UC, right? Graduated from Cincinnati, and you were both Kelseys were there at the same time as you, right?
Yeah. So I was actually in between both Kelseys as far as Jason was a year over me and Travis was a year under me.
All right. Did you have any idea that they would be what they are right now when you were at UC with these guys?
So for Jason, maybe not so much Travis. Travis was kind of like a late bloomer as far as, you know, how he took off in college his senior year.
Right.
Man, it's been amazing to watch their careers kind of unfold, man, as the years have gone by, man. So
coincidentally, I'm wearing my UC Bearcat sweatshirt today.
He didn't even know that. He was wearing that for you today. Yes, impressive.
Bearcat.
What's going on with all the injuries in the NFL? And I say that knowing that it happens every year, John, but this week was a bad week. And this, you know, you're 17 games now, you're playing on short weeks, these guys are. And I just keep thinking, I know you want more product out there, Roger Goodell, in the NFL, but man, I think the players are paying the price, John.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of different things, you know, with it being a lot, you know, quicker turnaround where guys are playing more often. And then you think about, you know, later in the season, guys' bodies are banged up, and even the stretching element, you know, making sure, you know, guys are, you know, as the season gets on, you know, kind of things start to fall off, and, you know, just overall taking care of your body as an athlete.
I'm sure you keep a little bit of an eye on the Browns on what's going on right now. It has been such an up and down battle for the Browns over the last couple of years. Like, 1 year I think they're gonna be good, and then this year it's been a tremendous letdown. Just your thoughts on your old team.
It unfortunately, you know, the as far as this part of the year and the record, you know, I had to kind of live this too many times in my time in Cleveland, and you know, at this point in the season, you know, it's guys really putting on for next year, you know, getting their reps in and being the best they can be, because, you know, obviously, you know, you think about record, you know, that we have right now, you think about people getting fired or, you know, people losing their jobs. So really, you know, I always looked at it like I was playing for next year already at this point in the season. So
when you were here, and correct me if I'm wrong, you played for four different head coaches during your parts of five seasons here. Pat Shurmur,
yep.
Chud, Mike Pett, and Hugh Jackson.
Yep, I had four and five.
How difficult is that for a player?
It's difficult just in the aspect of having to learn new schemes, having to kind of reinvent yourself every year for a new coach. You're having to, you know, prove yourself over to a new coach. But what, one part that it did help me with, you know, after I left Cleveland was the fact that I was able to pick up defenses really fast. So the fact that, you know, I had, you know, it's actually three different three different coordinators, because I had Ray Horton twice. So being able to play in a 4-3 and a 3-4, it definitely tests your range of what you can play and how versatile you are.
Wait, does that mean you played for 9 different head coaches while you were in the NFL? If you had 4 here, 1 in New England, Tampa, New Orleans, Buffalo, right? Yeah, so.
Yeah, yep.
You should write a book about that. How many other guys played for 9 different head coaches?
When you put it like that, it is pretty interesting. Huh? I didn't think about it like that.
I'm ready for you to write a book about this stuff. Just when you were here, what was the best part about being here and what you remember about the fans? Because you're about to do this cruise, and you're going to be reliving a lot of the memories, and we're probably firing some of the early questions at you that you're going to get on this cruise. What are your best memories of being a Brown?
Honestly, it was the fan base. I know a lot of guys say that, and a lot of being in Cleveland, that's what our team is really built around, is the fans and how strong they feel about our team. And it was always one of those things when they're going to let you have it after a bad game, but you also know that they're going to let you have it in a good way after a good game. And it was just always that support, that unconditional support, I guess, year after year as we came in, and knowing we had the fans behind us. So that was always what I looked forward to.
John Hughes joining us, former Browns defensive lineman. Is it my imagination, or has the running back position and the idea of running the football kind of come back in vogue in the NFL? Because it certainly seemed to disappear for a while.
No, I think it has for sure. And especially when we talk about the AFC North, right? That was what we pride ourselves on, running the ball, and then on defense side, stopping the run. So I definitely agree with you. I think the running game's coming back. I feel like running backs have always been an important position, and then over the years, we've seen those players being dual threats. Now they come out of the backfield for passes, and then obviously run the ball. So I definitely agree with that.
I want to talk to you a little bit about college football too, and where we're at in college football, especially like going to Cincinnati. And I think about the year when you were down there, like that program really started to take off with, what would you say, like once they hit the Big East and to be just like a national power, and like what was your thought process when you went to Cincinnati, and what do you think of the program now?
Yeah, so the year before I got there, in 2006 playing season, mm-hmm. They had a huge upset win at home against Rutgers when Ray Rice was there and everything, and that kind of kind of put them in more of my radar as I wanted to when I was coming out of school, and I was actually committed to Michigan State, and during the coaching change with John L. Smith and Coach Kelly coming to Cincinnati, I ended up losing my commit to Michigan State, and then I came to Cincinnati and committed. I was one of Kelly's first commits at Cincinnati.
D'Antonio was at Cincinnati and then ended up going to Michigan State, right? Weird.
Yep, so, right. And then, my time in Cincinnati, man, it was, they say everything happens for a reason. I was, able to win 3 Big East championships, go to 2 BCS bowls, and the Orange Bowl and Sugar Bowl. I mean, I had a great college experience and college career at Cincinnati.
You surprised that things haven't clicked in Cleveland for an extended period of time?
Yeah, I feel like we can all say that, because it's been so long, and you figure at some point things have to turn, and I feel like they did for a little bit in Cleveland, but I think it feels like we're back kind of in that, going the other direction again, but I still feel confident that we're going to figure it out at some point. It's just the matter of getting all the pieces together. I remember being in the locker room and we feel like we had all the pieces, but then it might be something outside of the locker room, right, that kind of gets everything involved. But overall, man, I think we're starving for for a dominant team, and I think that's what we're really looking for. We don't want an 8-8 team. We want to see a dominant team and a team that we can feel confident week in and week out going into the games. So,
John, where are you living now? Are you in Columbus, Cincinnati, or where are you living?
Yeah, I'm in Columbus right now.
And I was just going to throw this at you too. I mean, it's growing up in Central Ohio playing football down there, it was a good year for Central Ohio again this year with Watterson and Liberty winning state championships. So is there a sense of pride for those high school players that are coming out of Central Ohio? Because, you definitely can feel it here with, Canton and Massillon and then all the Northeast Ohio teams. But mm-hmm. I look at how even how high school football has grown in Central Ohio over the last, in my lifetime at least. Sense of pride, being from Lincoln, from Gahanna, and then watching these teams win state championships. Like, are you rooting for Liberty? Are you rooting for Watterson when these guys make it to the state championships?
Yeah, definitely. I actually was going to pay attention the whole time throughout the playoffs. Liberty's not too far from my house. And I had actually trained some of the guys that played for Liberty. So I've been paying attention to how the playoffs were going. And it was great to see them, and obviously when we're talking about powerhouses in Ohio, you talk about the St. Ed's, the Molars, right?
Right.
And for them to play those teams and play them as tough and get the win, back to back, for the Final Four and then the state championship, it was pretty cool to see.
It was pretty cool. It was a great state final to watch those guys. Yeah. And then the Watterson guys were a bunch of Ohio State. It was like all Ohio, it was the Belisarios, or everywhere you turn, you run into a different Belisari. So, all right. So tell me go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead, one more time.
You ever been on a cruise?
Yeah.
My first cruise was the inaugural cruise this earlier this year for the Browns cruise. That was my first one.
Nice.
What was it like?
Oh man, it was amazing. I mean, just as far as the cruise aspect, just being on the boat. I at first, I didn't know how it'd be, if it'd be shaky or didn't know my expectation of being on a ship, and then all the things they have, you don't even feel like you're on a ship, which is crazy. But we had a great time. Me and my wife went.
Sounds good. All right, so that cruise again is March 3rd through the 7th, presented by Seaside Events in partnership with the Browns. You want to hang out with John Hughes? You can talk. Look, if it's Ohio football, you're talking about it, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. And then it was being on the cruise. It was great because you get to see different generations, different times of Browns football, right? Even for me, getting to sit there and hang out and talk to, Kevin Mack, Eric Metcalf about their playing days, pretty much in the same locker room, just in different eras. So when these fans get to come, they get to really see different generations of Browns football, and it's pretty cool.
And you get to be a fan too, right? That's the fun part.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
All right, John, hey, thank you. We appreciate you taking time to talk to us. Have a lot of fun on the cruise, and happy holidays to you and your family.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Take care.
Thank you, John.
John Hughes, former Browns defensive lineman. He'll be on that Browns fan cruise again March 3rd through the 7th. If you want more information on that Browns fan cruise, just go to clevelandbrowns.com and look up Browns fan cruise.